We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
The service began with a musical tribute from the group 1,000 Generations. Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman took the stage to offer a prayer of sympathy to those affected by the accident while praising concertgoers who rushed the stage to help lift debris off the injured. Chelsea Taylor from Dayton, Indiana, was at the service. She says she and her friends were close to the stage, standing with one of the victims.
I looked at her and she was looking up and I looked up and all I remember at that point was my friend tugged on me and pulled me back, and our friend Jody didn't get back in time and was smashed by a huge pole.
A fund overseen by the Central Indiana Community Foundation has been created to accept donations for the injured, as well as the families who lost loved ones in the accident. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.